You guys are so great. Thank you so much. Ah, isn't it good? Look, we've got that. Oh, great. My talk title today is Clear Thinking. And I just happened to pick up one of my favorite books, and you can always tell if it's my favorite book because it's well loved and marked up. But I thought instead of reading it from you, I made a little copy. This comes from our founder, Ernest Holmes, and it's called Your Spiritual Power. And I want you to understand that he wrote this in the 30s and 40s. So from your history, you know kind of what was going on at that time. And so this is what Dr. Holmes wrote. For the most part, you seem to be living in an age of turmoil. Both the external world and your inner world of the mind appear to be in a state of confusion. There seems to be a lack of stability of what to think and what should be a proper reaction to things and events. But then most people have felt that way about the period in which they have lived. However, throughout the ages, there have been those who have found enjoyment, peace, and contentment in spite of the condition of the world around them. What they have been able to discover, you too can discover. But the secret, if there is any, lies in the fundamental basic mental attitude you are able to establish. Hear that and breathe it. Your mind needs a firm, intelligent and emotionally satisfying concept of the nature of life and a recognition of your position in it and your relationship to it. That could be written today. But instead, it was written in the 30s and the 40s. And Dr. Holmes said that every life experience and generation feels that way. So today we're going to talk about clear thinking. And I hope some of those answers and the way to think clearly, no matter what's going on in the outside world, is that I can bring you today. Because the magnificence of our real nature is at the heart of every cause. Often that magnificence is covered over with false beliefs about separation, about fear and control, and wanting that to stop before we can be at peace. And who we believe ourselves to be is continuously broadcasting itself into the law of cause and effect, and is becoming form and experience. Everybody breathe into that. Ah. The life we were meant to live is one of contentment, freedom, acceptance, and love. We each are called to fully participate in our own lives and to act courageously and to live wholeheartedly. The spirit of life within each one of us calls us to embrace this truth of our own greatness. Keep breathing. And when we're willing to awaken to our own divine nature, we begin to realize that there is nothing to fear. And before we fully realize our divine nature, there is a tendency, I don't know about you, but there is a tendency to accept negative beliefs about ourselves, about life around us, that belief that I'm not good enough, that we need to protect ourselves, that we need to attack. And from this belief, the system of life seems to be an unfriendly place. Anybody relate to that? And the other day I heard a great quote. Because you see, when that seems to be an oppression of our divine self, we've got to look for the solutions, the answers, someplace besides what's going on out there. And this great quote I heard is, pain is when we dream against ourselves. Ah, breathe in that. Pain is when we dream against ourselves. So think of that. Dreaming is a made-up idea, isn't it? We dream about this and we dream about that. But when we dream against ourselves, what if in that moment when we feel any negative belief or anything about ourselves or anything about life around us, we just stopped and said, oops, that's a bad dream. It doesn't mean that we deny what's happening in our life, but what it does mean is that we have the power to create a new dream and to call on it. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. Because clear thinking is just dreaming for our good. Hear that? Clear thinking is the ability to dream for our good and to change our thinking to support our very best. You know, we hear that in Science of Mind. We hear change your thinking, change your life. But sometimes we don't quite understand how we're going to do that. Dream so the pictures in your mind show success. Dream so that the pictures in your mind bring up courage. And what would that look like for you? Dream so the pictures in your mind show you compassion. Dream so the pictures in your mind show you connected solidly and joyously to life. It all has to do with our thinking. Clear thinking. Or murky thinking. Which water would you drink? There's no question. There's no question. Dr. Holmes, our founder, says, treatment strengthens our consciousness by clear thinking. When the inner consciousness agrees with the truth, then and not until then, a demonstration takes place. We've all had demonstrations. We see it when we share our joys and our support. And he goes on to say specifically, go over the thoughts which are wrong and which use the power of your and uses the power of your word to go against you. Instead, we've got to start using the power of our word to heal the conditions. Hear this. The power of your word to heal. We believe in Science of Mind that is exactly what we do. And so you might ask, how do we do that? Oh, good, I'm glad you asked. Because I'm going to demonstrate it. Except this demonstrates it pretty good, doesn't it? So when we're not thinking from that positive place, all we have to do is say, oh, that's murky thinking again. Clear, what would clear thinking want to do? So what we use in Science of Mind is what we call affirmative prayer. Now, I did get the trusty paper just in case it didn't work. So before I get going on this and to show you exactly how we do this, I want to tell you, and you heard it in the announcements, tomorrow night, 5:30, right here, Pixie DeFore, our beloved practitioner, is going to be teaching a class on this. Yeah, 5:25, and be here on time. Because in 2 hours, you will learn exactly how to do this. Now, I'm going to talk about this, but I'm not going to give you everything that Pixie's going to give you, okay? But I'm going to explain to you. One of the things that we say, I love that. There is a power within me that wants only my good. So can you say that? There is a power within me that wants only my good. Turn to somebody and say, you know what? There's a power within me that wants only my good. You know, you might not quite believe it, but if you say it enough times, you're going to believe it, yes? All right. So the first step of our affirmative treatment is God is all there is. Okay? One power, one creator, one all in all, one very intelligent nature that created all that is seen and all that is unseen. That's what step one of our affirmative prayer claims and declares. And so, whether you call it God or not, Ernest Holmes said this infinite power, called it, called it the absolute, called it everything. Infinite intelligence, spirit, the divine. By whatever name, there is only one life. And that's what we believe, and that's why we call this affirmative prayer, because you see, if we say in our prayer, oh, please, God, I really need some help here, you know, the things just aren't going right in my life, and I know that I go to this church, and they say that there's a power for good, and it works with me and for me, however, it just doesn't seem to be working, I'm praying from this. That's why we use affirmative prayer. Because I don't know about you, but I know about me, that if I pray from this place, what am I going to get more of? This. So, we want to get really solid in this step number one, and Pixie's going to take you there even greater tomorrow night. And then step number two is, I am full of this power. You know how I tell you often, you're full of it. That's exactly what I mean. Some of you go and say, oh, you said you, I'm full of it. Yes, you are. You're full of your own divine essence. You are immersed in it. It is the life that lives and breathes within you. But this is what your job is to know. See, I can pray for you. Oof, I love to pray. Pixie loves to pray. Rick loves to pray. The practitioner students are loving to pray. All of our practitioners, that's what they do. They are highly skilled and trained to know the truth beyond conditions and beyond situations. However, we want the same for ourselves. And that's what we do here. And we want to learn how, when we can't pray from clarity, from clear thinking, then we need somebody else to pray with us and for us. And that's why we do what we do here with our joys and our support. Because we really want to know the truth, and sometimes we can't. I can't always know the truth. So these are the most important steps, because we have to know that there is a power within me. There is a power that wants only my good. Why would this all-loving, all-creative power want you to fall down? It's not possible. Sometimes it feels like it in our relationship to life and what we believe about life. But this is what I know to be the truth. What I know to be the truth is that I have to know that this exists within me and that it is the power behind all that I am and all that I am yet to be. And this power wants my good. Because when I forget that, then I need to be reminded by somebody else or by the reading or by the teaching. Because that's the key to affirmative prayer. So that when we can come from this place and we know that there's a power within me that wants only my good, oh, then if it wants only my good, then it's up to me to know that, to love myself in this very moment, so that when I pray, when I ask for or desire that I would rather know a greater truth than what's taking place in my life, I come from this clear thinking. And then I can ask for and commit to that dream of clarity, prosperity, peace, a greater knowingness. Because when I'm strong in all of this, then that takes place out there, I'm going to know what's mine to do. I'm going to know who I truly am and live from that place so that I can love the environment and the people and the experiences that I'm in, knowing that there is a greater dream, there is a greater truth yet to be revealed. Yes, you get that? That's three of the five steps. The other one, pretty simple. I give thanks and I release to that infinite presence. But you'll learn that tomorrow night. Because you see, this is what makes us different. We're not begging and beseeching, oh, help me. Even though sometimes we do say that. Yeah, I have this great picture in my office, and it's of these Buddhist monks. They're dressed up in their gear, and they're in a roller coaster. And they're going like this, ah, as they go down. That's what it sometimes feels like. But when we're strong in the truth within us, when we know that this is where our power resides, and that no matter what, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I must keep reminding myself of that. We each need to, because otherwise, that stuff will get a hold of us and woo, it's worse than a roller coaster. You get it? Good. So if it feels right to you, then I'm going to invite you to come in tomorrow night. You won't regret it. So in closing, if we really believe that we live in an abundant universe, if we really believe that we are made in the image and likeness of the divine, or even if you just want to believe it and you don't quite yet, then what we need to do is just stop believing that we're not enough. Stop believing that that power for good doesn't want your greatest good. Stop believing that you're not enough, or stop believing that you're just a murky thing, and accept that that greater power that lives within you will clear any murkiness, because that's your birthright. So let's take that into prayer. So just take a moment and breathe deeply, and we recognize that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence, by whatever name, there is only one. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, closer than my hands and feet, and closer than the very breath I breathe, is the fullness and richness of spirit alive within me. And it is powerful. It is all-embracing and all-nurturing. And I remember again that the power is within me, that knows how to heal, that knows how to reveal a greater truth, that knows how to come into right action in any event or circumstance of my life. But first I stop and I recognize the infinite wisdom and clarity. And what is true of me is absolutely, gloriously, and beautifully true for and about each and every one here today. I know this.
I claim this truth in a greater way this morning than ever before. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind each and every one of us that we are the beloved place where God shows up, that this powerful, all-loving presence only wants our good. And so we let go, and we let the good take place within us. And we stop, and we remember that it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And we claim it this morning in a greater way than ever before. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I'm filled with gratitude and thanksgiving as I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, filled up and overflowing, we are full of it. And we bask in that goodness of being filled to overflowing. And we give thanks. And we just let God do God's work. We let it be so. And if you're in agreement with me, please join me in saying, we let it be so, and so it is. Amen. Amen.